So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
There are too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom reaching you loud and clear on the alt-right frontier. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. You are tuned in on the TFR Radio Network, broadcasting to you from a log cabin in a secret mountaintop location somewhere in Appalachia on White America Radio. Hey folks, thanks for tuning in. If you listen to the Tommy Freedom bonus that I put out last week, then you know the topic of this week's show is going to be that my brother killed himself. It's a very difficult thing to get through. A couple years ago, I did a tribute show for my foster mother when she passed. I also, a couple years ago, did a show regarding suicide. So this show is going to be a combination of the two. A loved one who has, in fact, taken their own life. This is a very difficult show to do. In fact, I am pre-recording it because, in all honesty, if I tried to do it live, I think it would sound something like this when I called into a local radio show the morning that I learned of what had happened to my brother.
Yep, you fit that on the head. Man, it's cause for a lot of concern. Let's go out to Doug in Charlotte. Good morning.
Good morning, Vince. I trust you're doing well today.
Yes, sir.
It was a very pleasure meeting you the other day at the pancake breakfast.
Hey, same here, Doug.
The reason I'm calling in, I know you and I met at the father and son pancake breakfast. The reason I'm calling in is that my brother committed suicide last night.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you. And I think it was kind of ironic that you and I had met at the father-son pancake breakfast. I wanted to share with you and the listening audience, people who are suffering from depression many, many times need to call out, and many times we neglect to see the signs. And I just want everyone to understand that if someone that you know or you love or you care about is exhibiting those kinds of signs, that you really need to reach out to them. And my brother really wasn't. He was married to a wonderful woman for 2.5 decades. He had a very successful business. Recently, he had been suffering from depression, had his meds amped up, had gone back to drinking, and just last night told his wife, tomorrow morning everything will be okay, and shot himself in the head.
Oh, my gosh. Doug, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you. And I'm not calling here, you know, looking for a crush or anything like that, because I'm doing that on Facebook. The reason I'm calling in is that because depression is such, my God, so many people in this world, and in this country especially, suffer from depression, that I just want you to look around, and if there is someone that you know that you think is suffering from that, don't let it go. You know, my brother and I were never really close. We made up some years back, and we stayed in touch, but honestly, you know, he was busy all the time, and I was busy all the time, and I hadn't spoken to him since Christmas, and of course, now I never can again. So, anybody out there, if you have an issue with a family member, you never know when that time is going to come, when you can ever say, I'm sorry, and I can never say, I'll never see you again. Please, if you have a loved one who is suffering from that, please get them the help that they need.
Understand that fully, Doug. Please hold on the line, because I'd like to get some information from you and follow up in this conversation.
So, as you very well heard, I fell to pieces. Notice also the amount of ums and uhs that I used when I called in, which I never, ever do when I call into anyone or am live on the air. It just really hit me so hard that I really wasn't thinking straight. I called in, excuse me, I called in just as an average Joe, as a listener, and it was very difficult to express what was on my mind. That was at probably 10:30 in the morning. I got the call at 5:30 in the morning, so only 5 hours into it, where it was really starting to hit me, is when I made that call. But if you remember on there, he said, you know, hold on, let me get some information, let's follow through. And later on, I went to bed early, and around 8:30 that night, I got a text from him. And I want to share that with you, because it meant so much to me. This man is genuine. When he says something, he means it. And he genuinely reached out to me, and I appreciated that so much. So let me read to you the text message that I got from him. Tom, so sorry for your loss. Thanks for sharing today on the show. Praying for you. Feel free to call if I can help in any way. And it was signed. Folks, it is that kind of support and caring that I have experienced that it has helped me get through this. The support from all of you on Facebook who have known about this prior to the show, the support has been overwhelming, and I appreciate it so much. And I appreciate the fact that he took the time to text me later that night with those words. So now let me actually start the show as best I can and explain what happened. There are going to be some gaps as I struggle to get through this, but this is a very, very difficult show for me to do, and I do apologize for not being my typical jocular self, but I hope you can all understand what I'm going through at this point, and I'm doing my best to maintain not only my sanity, but just my personality as I work through this. It's hard enough to go through this, but to talk about it makes it doubly difficult. My brother took his life on March the 18th. In the evening, at night, I'm not sure exactly when, but my mother called me at 5:30 in the morning on Tuesday, March the 19th, and she was in tears, and I could tell. I mean, my mom never calls me that early, and the first thing she did was apologize for calling me so early in the morning. And she said, I have some very sad news. And I immediately thought that my stepfather had passed. So I said, Mom, oh, Mom, I am so sorry. I am so, so sorry. And then she dropped the bombshell. Rob killed himself last night. And I came straight up out of the bed. And I said, what? And I know some expletives came out of my mouth. I know that one of them began with F. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I knew that he had had some issues, he'd had some problems, but I never really expected him to do that. And it just hit me so hard. Now, a lot of you know that I'm an actor, and I used to play a cop on TV. And sometimes I would, just like a real cop, as a conservation officer, I don't have to do this. I'm just walking through the woods, and all I have to do is, you know, if somebody is trespassing or poaching, you know, take care of that. But I never in real life had to knock on someone's door and give them the bad news. So when it was delivered to me, I was on the other end. And then I had to call my niece, because my mother and my niece are not on really good terms. So I texted my niece, and I left her a voicemail that said, this is very important, call me as soon as you get this. And I had to give her the news. And that was so hard. It was hard enough receiving the news, but to give that news out myself was just so incredibly difficult. Now, if you listen to this show with any regularity, you know that my niece and I are very close. I don't have any children of my own. My son died. And there's an I'm sorry, folks. I really am struggling to get through this, but my niece has taken the place of my child. And how do you convey to someone that their father has taken his own life? It is so incredibly difficult, so surreal. And I'm just, George is showing me the clock here. Folks, I don't know how long the show is going to go. I know typically it's 30 minutes. But I really don't know. I'm getting this off my chest. This is a show not only for you, the listening audience, but it's also a show for me. So I don't know if this is going to be 30 minutes or 60 minutes. I don't know if I'm going to go through this with or without commercials. I may pop a song in somewhere that's relevant to the topic of suicide or the loss of someone. I don't know. At this point, I am just kind of playing this by ear. So please bear with me as I really struggle through this show. It's incredibly difficult for me, but just as incredibly hard as it was for me to get on the air the other day and share with what I have shared with you that went out to millions of people. It was incredibly difficult, but it was in a way somehow that I could get it off my chest. And thank you so much, Vince, for being there to listen and for the very kind words that you sent back. Now, I have called into his show many, many times over the past several years, and we finally got to meet in person on Saturday, and then on Monday, my brother took his own life and called in on that Tuesday. So that's the background on it was very nice to meet you at the pancake breakfast. But again, I want to send thanks for everyone on Facebook who reached out to me and my dad. It means so much to me. Of course, I had a lot of feedback from friends and family. But the strongest group, the strongest core of people who reached out to me were not people I went to school with. They were not my extended family. It was the acting community here in the Southeast. It's not like Hollywood here in the South. There is a community, a family. There's camaraderie amongst actors here in the South, very much like you would expect from police officers with that kind of a family. And all my brothers and sisters in the acting community that reached out to me, thank you so much. I appreciate it more than you know, and everyone else who got in touch with me. It means so much. If you've never gone through this, you don't know. Okay, yes, somebody died or somebody got killed in an automobile accident. But when someone who is a parent, a child, or a sibling takes their own life, it's completely different. Folks, let me tell you, it is completely different. And the outpouring of support and the outreach that I received has been incredible, and I appreciate that more than any of you know. Because I know there are people who are listening into this show today because they wanted to hear this. So it's not just our typical listeners. There are many other people who are listening in today. And thank you all so much for your kind thoughts, your words, and your prayers. It means so much to me and to Dad. It really does. Well, producer George is pointing to his paw, indicating that it is time for a break, but I am not going to do any commercials for this show. Every break, if there is more than one, is going to be a song that is relevant to this situation. So here's one, and folks, I want you to listen intently to the words. This is from the 90s, probably the early 90s. Don't Close Your Eyes by Kix. It's a very deep message that lays within the lyrics of this song. George is handing me a roll of toilet paper because we don't have tissues here in the house. Thank you, little buddy. Thanks.
Yeah.
song first came out, I really had no idea what it was about. I heard the lyrics there about nightmares are your dreams, and I thought it was something about a nightmare on Elm Street. And then all of a sudden it dawned on me what the song was about. And it's very, very fitting when you listen to those lyrics. Just as obvious as that song that came out at the same time, why do you think they call it Dope? You know, it's so obvious. But we are so oblivious. I'm willing to bet you know someone, perhaps even yourself, who is suffering from depression or may have at some point in time had suicidal thoughts yourself. It's a very difficult situation to be in. I remember myself, I went through depression back in the late 80s, early 90s. I've since gotten out of it, but I do understand where my brother's coming from or where he came from regarding this, but I remember at Christmas one year being just so, so terribly low. And I was standing in the bedroom. I was visiting my mom and my stepdad for Christmas. And I was looking out the window at all the snow on the ground. And my mother came in. She said something to me. And I don't remember exactly what I said. But it was something very downtrodden. And she said, "But Tommy, it's Christmas." And it didn't mean a damn thing to me that it was Christmas. I'm sorry. She said, "No, it's Christmas Eve." I just wanted to go outside in the snow and sit down and just have that be it. So I can understand where my brother came from in regards to his depression. Now, I know they say depression is a mental illness. It's a chemical imbalance. Bull crap. I went to my chiropractor sometime in 93 or 94 for a routine adjustment, and he gave me a full spinal adjustment, and he cracked my atlas loose, which is the very, very top bone on your spinal cord. It actually encircles your brainstem. It was out of place. It was compressing my brainstem to the point where it controlled my emotions. And he cracked that thing loose, and within 5 minutes, folks, it was like somebody had turned off a light switch. I was back to myself, and I have never suffered from depression since. So it is not always a chemical imbalance or a mental illness, although in my brother's case, it was passed down from my mother's father, who had attempted to take his life on several occasions over the years. But not always the case, folks. So if there is someone out there that you know who is suffering from depression, or if you yourself are suffering from depression, please talk to someone. If nothing else, spend $60 for a chiropractic adjustment and see if it helps. If not, then maybe meds will help you. But there is cause for hope. Now, on that note, since I am recording this instead of doing it live, I've had enough for today. So I will be back tomorrow, and through the magic of technology, tomorrow is now. And now, through the magic of technology, today is now tomorrow. Hope I sound a lot better today than I did yesterday. I know I certainly feel a lot better, but I'm just looking at the amount of time I got in the show. I got about 3 minutes left, so I think I'm going to cut it off here, folks. I'll come back next week when I'm in an even better frame of mind and talk about some of the fun times I remember being around my brother. So as always, if you want to get in touch with me, you may do so by emailing me at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com. Till next week, my friends, this has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. Out for now. You know what? I've still got a couple minutes left here. Let me just go over this real quick while it's in my head. My brother had been suffering with depression for years. Folks, if you know someone who's going through this, please get them the help they need. If they're suffering from depression, drug use, alcohol use, get them the help they need. It is out there. And also, if they are receiving help, make sure that the medication they're on, one of the side effects, isn't suicidal thoughts or tendencies, because apparently the medication my brother was on had exactly that side effect. That just makes absolutely no sense to me that some of these products are on the market with such horrible side effects. Boggles the mind, it really does. But again, thank you so much to everyone who reached out to me and my dad and the rest of my family during this moment. It really, really means a lot to me. I'll never forget you guys for it. Take care, my friends.
Ultimately not that important in the long run. It's not important at all.